Akkor nem csinálom ezen, hanem majd legközelebb csinálunk még egyet. Választunk még valakit hozzá. Okay, so good morning everyone.
Good morning.
You know, we have been dealing with presentations recently, okay, in your student book. And you had an article about what makes a good presentation. And your homework was to make your own PPTs about any topic, so about the topic you like. So today let's listen to some students and let's watch their presentations. Okay, Orsi, so let's start with you.
So, yeah. Our topic will be exchange students, and I will talk about exchange students. So let's see, what is it? An exchange student, exchange students are students from high school, from secondary, grammar school, who are going to a foreign country for a year or just a few months to spend their education there and to learn languages well. Exchange students have five main points. What you need to have if you want to be an exchange student: you need to be a part of an exchange student organization like EFS or Rotary. They will help you to manage all your problems. They will tell you your introductions, what you need to do, and to do something with your host family, with your country. The second one, you need to be a part of a host family. You will adapt. You need to adapt into their family. It's a brand new family. Your host mother, will be your second father and mother, and you also have some host sisters and brothers. It's really hard to be a part of a family. Mostly. The third one, the school for an exchange student, it's the most difficult because you will be a part of a brand new community. You need to learn all the subjects in a foreign language, for example, in English, and you have to understand everything in English and learn geography, history, and all their subjects there. And you also need to have to make new friendship and make new classmates. The fourth one, travel with an exchange country. It is one of the biggest advantage whichever country you chose. You will travel around the country because your host family or that organization will take you everywhere in that country, and I call at you some countries where English is spoken, like the United States. It's one of the biggest country of the world, and English is also spoken in North America, and Washington also, and London, the United Kingdom also, English is spoken, and South Africa, yes, also, and Australia. These are the main countries where English is spoken. So the fifth point, the last, awareness means tudatosság. You will get more awareness, and you will develop your personality, and you will be more self-confident. And another point, diversity. It means sokszínűség. You will be multicolored, and you will know everything about that culture, about that tradition where you went. So, next point. Let's collect some advantages. I collect 10 advantages. The first one is see the world. I can say exchange student life is quite cheap, or much cheaper than a holiday with your family. Education, as I mentioned, you will learn a lot from your school where you are staying, where you are making friendship, and taking a new culture, also traditions, and hone or practice your language skills. After exchange student comes home, she or he will speak that language fluently and perfectly perfect. Career opportunities, it involved the education, because in the future maybe you will have some opportunity there with your, there will be a relationship with your host parents, and you have opportunities to make some plans for the future. Find new interests. It's a period when you don't have anything to do, so you just need to learn language and relax, and you need to find new interests like painting, singing, I don't know, doing some sports. 7, make lifelong friends. You have better if you make closer relationship or friendship there, because if you have a really good friend, for example, in the United States, after some years you can go back to her or him house, and you don't need to pay for your to the accommodation. Personal development, as I mentioned, your personality will be like an adult. So you're getting an adult, and graduate school admission is like the same like career opportunities. You will be graduated, or you will have some advantage in that country where you land. And the last one, lifelong life experience. Yes, it will be a really good experience for your whole life, but take some disadvantages. Solve your problems almost alone. You don't have anybody to talk with or discuss your problems. There is no one to talk with in Hungarian. Miss your home, your friends. It's a usual thing that you will miss your home or your friends. But I think you will have some problems, and you won't really want to. After that period, exchange students are usually didn't want to come home because they had really good time there that they want to stay there. Miss a year or a month. So if you think like this, miss a year or a month. You can't be an exchange student because you don't miss a year or a month. You will get so many opportunities and so much experience from the country. Time zones, yes, it can happen. And fed up with something, but you will solve it as your problems are almost alone. And getting fat, that is one of the biggest disadvantages, because mostly girls can get fatter after they come home, because it's an unstressful period of your life, and you don't need to do anything, and you just relax, and that's why exchange students are getting fat. Moving on. Here are some problems. I smile because I have no idea what's going on. It can be a problem also that you didn't understand the sentence or the question. What are they? How are you? Yes. I think English is quite easier, but for example, in Spanish or in French. We have some, or German, we have some problems with this. My experience, last year I went for a student program, and I collected some pictures for you. They are my friends. And I wrote here all their names, and they were coming from San Diego, from Chile, from Europe also, and it was a really good experience. I went to Finland, and in Finland, you know, there is a, you know, there is lightness during the night, and it was also at midnight, and the sun was shining like this, and it was so strange. And it was the first time when I was flying alone, so it was so strange to be alone at an airplane, and you know, it was, I don't know, it was a first experience. And to Finland, I went. My host family took me to the real Santa Claus town, to Jolopukki, and they are my host parents and the Finnish girl, my host sister, and they hosted three of us: Italian girl Alice and Turkish boy Hakan. And we were, the three of us were staying there for a week at their house. And here's in this circle, the polar circle, you know, because from here there is the North Pole. So it was such a good experience. Mottos, each incident has mottos. Life begins at the end of your comfort zone. I think it's partly true for your life also. Be brave, take risks, nothing can substitute experience. Substitute means hertasítani. It's also for your life. It's a good advice. Exchange isn't a year in your life. It's a life in a year, but not a year. It can be some months. Also, so you don't waste your time. You just learn. Our students arrive as strangers and leave as a family, host friend. It can happen that a stranger will became a one of your best friends, and you will have a close, really close relationship, friendship with them. I have a question for you, and please answer if you have some idea. When was the last time you did something for the first time? I ask you guys, raise up your hands. Let's be an interactive lesson. So when was the last time you did something for the first time? Is there any idea?
It's not an easy question. We just have to see it over, but
give me 5 minutes.
Five minutes. We don't have time. I need answers right now. So there is no answers. What was the last time you did something for the first time? So okay, let's move on. But if you are, that's why I wanted to say, if you're an exchange student, there will be so many things what you will be doing for the first time. So that's what I wanted to say. Keep calm, because we are one, and it's a connecting with the humanity and the mankind. We are all humans. It doesn't depend on your skin, color of your skin. Yes?
I listened to your presentation for the first time.
It's doing something for the first time.
That's true. Okay. And I just encourage you guys to be an exchange student, because it will be one of the biggest fun of your life. And until you are young, you should do this. And I hope you found it exciting. And now I wanted to show you a motivation video of an exchange student. What was made by a Brazilian exchange boy who was here last year for a year here in Hungary, and he had this interest to make motivation videos. And now I would like you to watch this video.
Thank you.
So thanks for your attention, and I hope you like my presentation. So I will talk about terrorism because I think nowadays there are more and more terrorist attacks from all over the world, and I think it's a really sensitive issue. Okay. So what is the definition of terrorism? Terrorism, in its broadest sense, is defined as the use of violence or threatened use of violence in order to achieve a political, religious, or ideological aim. I will talk about these five terrorist attacks which happened in the past 15 years. One of the biggest terrorist attacks happened in New York on the 11th of September in 2001. These actions were made by Al-Qaeda, which is a major terrorist group in the world. In this morning, 19 hijackers took charge over four airplanes. Two of the four airplanes flew into the World Trade Center. After the collisions, the two towers broke down in an hour. One of the four airplanes flew into the Pentagon in Arlington, and the fourth, yes, this is the Pentagon, and the fourth plane crashed down near Washington because the terrorists wanted to direct the plane into the White House, but the passengers retook the airplane. Unfortunately, they cracked up in Shanksville and nobody can survive. In these actions, 2,995 people died. After the attacks, the USA instituted a flight ban. And according to the agreement of the NATO, the whole world had the country. George Bush, ex-president, announced the war against terrorism. In the morning of the 11th of March in 2004, there were 10 bomb outrages on the same rail network. In the bombings, 191 people died and more than 1,800 people got injured. There were 10 explosions on four trains. The organizer was Jama Zugam, who caused these attacks with other five terrorists. As a result, some countries announced the state of emergency. On the 7th of July 2005, some Islamic suicide terrorist attacker committed four blasts in London. Three of them happened in the London Underground, and one of them exploded on a bus. The bombs detonated successively, so one after the other, and all this happened within an hour. In the blastings, 56 people died, and about 700 people got injured. On the 22nd of July, Anders Bakrim Breivik committed two blasts in Norway, and he was a terrorist attack
her, and it happened in 2011. This man packed a car with full of bombs, and he killed 8 people by detonating 1 bomb. And then he went to Utoya. It's an island, and there was a summer camp with a lot of children. He was dressed as a policeman, and then he started to shoot the people with his 2 guns, and involved many children. In these actions, 56 people, 77 people died, and about 100 people got hurt. On the 13th of November in 2015, some Islamic terrorist attacker committed a terrorist attack series in the capital of France, with machine guns and bombs in 6 different places. The outrages started at 11:30 on a Friday evening, when the city was busy with people. The most fatal actions happened in the Bataclan Club, where there where a concert was being held. The terrorist took hostage of a lot of people, and shut out with the police, ended after midnight. Also, next to the State of France, 2 terrorists detonated bombs too. This night, 137 people died, and about 350 people got injured. Therefore, France Holland announced the war against the Islamic State, and he instituted a flight ban, and the country reinforced the military positions. Thanks for watching.
So would you then to travel anywhere of these cities and places now?
No.
Okay, then. Thank you, Pekka Balázs.
It's a really interesting topic, because everybody uses words, and some people don't know what power they have. A lot of famous scientists and thought about this topic. I want to show you some of their ideas. So words can inspire, and words can destroy. Choose yours well. So every people can how can I say? Every people can motivate people with some words, but with other words they can destroy their life, I think. Buddha said words have power to destroy or heal. When words are both true and kind, they can change our world. So with words we can change the whole world. And I think Martin Luther King did it. I think everybody know who was he, because he fought for the black people, because when he lived, the black people were slaves, and I want to show you his speech about his dream. So he said, "I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of the of its creed. We hold this truth to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. I have a dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, the sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood. I have a dream that one day even the state of Mississippi, a state sweltering with the heat of injustice, sweltering with the heat of oppression, will be transformed into an oasis of freedom and justice. I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character." So he wanted that black people will black people will equal with the other people, and I think it's a really beautiful speech. Nathaniel Hawthorne said, words are so innocent and powerless as they are, as standing in a dictionary, how potent for good and evil they become in the hands of one who knows how to combine them. So if someone knows how to combine words and what to say, he or she can reach anything, I think. Be careful with your words. Once they are said, they can be only forgiven, not forgotten. I think it is my best picture. And I want to show you a video about the power of the words. Thank you. So that's all. I think I don't have to say anything, and everybody understood this video. So thank you for your attention.
Coming in, I hope.